जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवर गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन पल्लव गिरिवर
Yeah.
श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकटामायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सक्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सद्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगनाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासहि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
There is a 10 rupee note that is going to fly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23, The Brahmana's Wives Blessed, Text Number 35. Tatraika vidrita barta Tatraika vidrita vratra Bhagavantam yatashrutam Bhagavantam yatashrutam Vidopaghuya vijahau Vidopaghuya vijahau Deham karmanu bhandana Deham karmanu bhandana Shri Prabhu Mataji? Okay. Mataji.
Mataji.
mata Jesus. Vidrita, held back by force, Vratra, by her husband, Bhagavantam, the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna. Okay, we do it again. The Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, Yata Shutam, as she heard about him, from the others, Krida, within her heart, Upaguya, embracing, Vijaho, she gave up, Deham, her material body, Karma Anubandhanam, which is simply the basis of bondage to material activity. Translation in purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ke! One of the ladies had been forcibly kept back by her husband. When she heard the others describe the Supreme Lord Krishna, she embraced him within her heart and gave up her material body, the basis of bondage to material activity. Everybody, please repeat. One of the ladies had been forcibly kept back by her husband. When she heard the others describe the Supreme Lord Krishna, she embraced him within her heart and gave up her material body, the basis of bondage to material activity. Purport. The lady described here was specially devoted to Lord Krishna. Upon giving up her material body, she immediately attained a spiritual body and left the sacrificial arena to join the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tatraika vidrita bhartra bhagavantam yata shutam Idopoguya Vijahau Deham Karmanubhandanam. So all the wives of the Brahmanas, they all went, returned to the place of sacrifice. And as the previous verse says, the Brahmanas did not find any fault with their wives, and together with them, they finished the sacrifice. And somehow or other also, they wanted to see Lord Krishna after that. But there is this one special lady who is very so attached to Lord Krishna that just by hearing about him from others as well, she developed intense love for him. That lady was going to see Lord Krishna, but then her husband stopped her. But that being stopped didn't have to be that she's not able to see Krishna. As mentioned here, she gave up her material body because of the intense love towards Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna within the heart as Paramatma somehow gave her a spiritual body to see Him. So how often our grihastas, ladies being stopped by the husbands? Maybe sometimes or few times. But to see Krishna, there should be no impediment. It's like service to Guru also. No one should go in between the disciple and the spiritual master. No one can stop. To the highest degree that this lady attaining a spiritual form, also by her influence, according to the acharyas, transformed the other wives of the brahmanas to have spiritual bodies. They come to the platform where it is also because to be with Krishna, Prabhupada says, to be with the Supreme Lord, who is the Supreme Pure, one cannot be with Him if you are contaminated. To go to the sun, you must have the same body that is suitable to be in the sun. Otherwise, you'll be burnt. So, according to the acharyas, says that it never says in the scripture that this lady is greater than the other wives of the brahmanas. Somehow or other, she became purified, attaining that spiritual form, and that transformed other wives of the brahmanas also to have spiritual bodies. But the brahmanas, they don't have spiritual bodies. They're still learning from the lesson of this episode how the wives, they have greater affection and greater love than them towards the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. And then it says that from then on, the wives did not have any physical contact with the brahmanas. You're so pure. Chinmayaras, Ananda Chinmayaras, Patibita Bitabhi. The same nature. It's like the coward boyfriends of Lord Krishna also have the same nature as the Supreme Lord. Cannot be contaminated. Completely purified. There is a verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kripa Shidha Yagya Patni Virochani Shukadabaha Sukadaya. Those who became perfect by receiving the Lord's mercy, such as the wives of the Brahmanas, the son of Virochana, Bali Maharaj, and Sukadev Goswami. So in this way, to associate with the Supreme Lord, just like today, we are observing Lalita Shashti. She appeared on the 11th day after the waxing of the moon. Lalita on the altar, Lalita is besides Lord Krishna. She is on the right-hand side of Lord Krishna. Her love for the divine couple, Radhe Shyam, is incomparable. She is considered to be the leader of the Sakis. the leader of the cowherd maidens, intimate friends of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. She is equally disposed towards the divine couple, but she is more favorable to Srimati Radharani. Eternally in the Nikunja Lila, she is 14 years old, 8 months, and 27 days old. In Samyuga, says that she is also the same equal in age, but she is 27 days older than Srimati Radharani. And according to Titi, she was born the day before Srimati Radharani. But this time, the Titi is that we're observing 2 days before the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, which we will be observing on the 4th of this month. She is a very special Sakhi. Another name for Lalita Devi is Anuradha. Anuradha means she is always eternally a companion of Radharani. She's always behind, like a shadow. Your shadow being separate from your body, physical form? No, always, always there. So, her mood, though, is that of being harsh, always in a contrary mood. This is to exhibit or give or enhance the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna and their pastimes. There is a statement that her harsh words ultimately is for the benefit of both Sisi Radhe Sham. It's like sometimes if you have a very good friend, good relationship, you'll be able to take any harsh words from your friend. And sometimes you can even have slap your face and so on. And you will see it. And you will say, thank you very much for strengthening me up. And the contrary, if you don't have a relationship, a little bit of remark, or you will take it as an insult or a criticism, and instead of the relationship to become closer, then you'll get further away, further and further away. And we have instances like that here, even in Krishna Balaram Mandir. We have some brahmacharis, they were friends before, but then some misunderstanding, they get separated for some time, and somehow or other have to reconcile them, and then they become good friends again. So Lalita Devi, she's like this. I'm going to read you some of the notes that I... let me see if I can find it immediately. She's so special that to protect her Swamini, Srimati Radharani, sometimes she would chastise Krishna because there is a certain timings that they have to meet, especially in the middle of the night. Some of these stories are in the Govinda Lilamrita and Ujjwala Nilamani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur asked his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, can I publish Govinda Lilamrita? Because here it is explains the eightfold pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Asta. Kaliya Lila, right? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, yes, you can print only one copy for yourself. Now, we are not in a position to go and enter into that pastimes. But some of these pastimes are mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Because sometimes Krishna will be late in the meeting and then she will be there. She says, no, you cannot enter. My Swami has been waiting for you for a long time, but then why is it that you are just now? Where have you been? Oh, I can tell. You are with someone. I can see from your red eyes. You've been up all night with someone. She's very expert in many, many things. It says in the just give me a moment. It says that she's expert in also decorating. She's expert in decorating Srimati Radharani. Because before the meeting of Radha and Krishna, the gopis, along everyone, they have some specialties. And she's expert in putting on mascara, makeup. And she will always advise Srimati Radharani, you should behave yourself. When you're with Krishna, don't be too excited. Have you been to Uchagaon? Any of you? This is the village of the Lila pastimes, the village of Srimati Radharani. We've been there a few times. And when you go there, you will see still some of the utensils that she used for cooking. Also an imprint of her sari, that when the sun reflects on those items, it will be so shiny, it will be so shiny, that becomes so mystical. It's like today, I'm sure, in Uchagaon, there will be like thousands of devotees of Srimati Lalita Devi. She is the leader of the main 8 gopis. As we mentioned the other day, there are 3 billion gopis. Then it boils down to 108, then 64, then 32, then 16, then 8, then there are 2. Radharani and Chandravali. So in Uchagaon, there is also a slippery rock where the pastimes of Lalita, the gopis one day, they made a joke that to have Lalita and Krishna to be married. It is a joke pastime. It's like there is a pastime also, Radha and Krishna, they get married. Where is that place again? Bandirban. Yes, Bandirban. So, Krishna is there and Lalita is beside him. So, one of the gopis, she tied her veil to his pitambar, yellow shawl. And some of the gopis, they uttered some mantras for wedding, for marriage. And then she wanted to run away, but she cannot run away because the veil, her veil, and the pitambar, or the yellow shawl of Lord Krishna, is tied up. So they all were laughing. And that happened in that area also, in Uchagaon. It's a very special place. If you have some time, during your stay here in Shivrindavan Dham, you can go and see that place. Now I find a note. Her nature is that of contradictory, always in contradictory, and a very hot-tempered. It says also that her complexion is like of Gurochana. It's like a pigment. There is a certain time, a nakshatra, that when the rainwater will drop on a special cow, and then it will create a yellow pigment. Gurochana, Gurochana, bright yellow pigment. And her sari or garment is that like a color of the peacock feathers. According to Radha Krishna Ganodes Deepika by Krishna Kavi Karnapur, there are many explanations of this different assistants or associates of the Supreme Lord. Even the maidservants. There's a nice description about Srimati Lalita Devi. That her mother is Saradi Devi, her father is Bishoka, her husband is Bhairava, who is a close friend of the husband of Chandravali. Govardhan Gopa. Her assistant is Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. And Srila Prabhupada says also that we are all followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. We're all called Rupanugas also. Because we're in the line of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And therefore, it says that anyone who is following in the footsteps of Srimati Rupa, or Shri Rupa Manjari, the Rupanuga Bhaktas, ultimately they are also servants of Lalita Devi. We're discussing this because it's just the occasion. In Vrindavan, we don't discuss this every day. If we discuss this every day, then we will be like sahajas. Sahajas means taking things very cheaply. Taking things in the spiritual platform, and not following the proper process, intact, strictly, and then talking about this all the time. In Vrindavan, this is like a favorite topic, but most of them are not qualified to hear. But somehow, by the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and the Vaishnavas, we're discussing this for our purification. Nothing else. So, when the day comes when we are able to please Srimati or Shri Lalita Devi, she will also engage us if that is our eternal swarup. But according to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Swami Goswami, our eternal swarup is Trinadapi Sunichena Tarur Iva Sahistuna Amanena Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. It's like a child trying to reach the moon. It is not possible, but then the mother will have a basin with some water. Okay, you want to touch the moon? There is the moon. But it's not real. You're not really touching the moon because the moon is so far away. So similarly, if we're not qualified and we want to talk about this all the time, we're not be able to reach that spiritual platform. It's not possible. So,
Lalita Sakhi incarnated in Chaitanya Lila as Swarup Damodar Goswami, the assistant, secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever he will be given like a book to see and check whether it is all right to be published or not, first he will give it to his secretary and checked. Swarup Damodar. Says here, Sri Swarup Damodar was the personification of ecstatic love. Fully cognizant of the highest, Guru Maharaj is calling me, Hare Krishna. Later on. So, Swarup Damodar, Sri Swarup Damodar, if someone would like to write or compose a book or verses or songs to be recited, then he will have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first go and see my secretary. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was trained up by Swarup Damodar. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is composed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, based from the diaries of Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So, it says here, her grove. This is again for our purification. We'd like to hear this. Her grove or Kunja is in the north of Radhakund. One time we were invited also to speak there on Lalita Shashti by the caretakers. And the devotees of ISKCON also, we did some cleaning up of Lalita Kund. When the 5,000 years ago, when Radhakund and Shyamakund, also and Lalitakund, they're all connected together. So the water from Radhakund and the water from Shyamakund, there's still a space, you can see. And in the early days, our devotees used to go back and forth under that space for some kind of small tunnel. And before also, it is connected to Lalita Kund. But somehow, due to exploitation of some materialists, they closed it up. Now it is not. It's like kind of separate. It says here, again, here, temperament is Vamha Prakar, contrary and hot-tempered to enhance the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Her favorite instrument, the gopis, they all have different instruments that they play to, again, to enhance the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Her favorite instrument is the Veena. Veena. It's like Narad Muni, he plays on a Veena. Narad Muni bajai Veena, Radhika Ramana Namahe. Her favorite raga, I'm sure maybe some of the 24-hour kirtan department boys, they know this. Her favorite tune is Raga Bhairab Kalingada. It sounds familiar? Yes, Govinda knows this raga. And maybe our Panchagoda Prabhu also knows this because he plays raga once in a while. Raga means at a certain time during the day, there's a certain mood. It's like Mangalartik tune. You don't sing it during Gora Artik. There's a certain timings where specifically at that time, if you sing the tune or melody, it will enhance the mood or the love for Radha and Shyam. Her closest sakis are Ratnaprabha, Ratikala, Subhadra, Bhadrarekika, Shumukhi, Danishta, Kalahamsi, and Kalapini. Now here, we're going to mention the special talents. She is very magnanimous like her father. You remember what's her father's name? Bishoka. And the mother? Sarida. Right? She is the instigator of most pastimes. It's like Purnamasi or personified Yoga Maya. Always displays contrariness to Krishna's suggestions. Always. And Krishna likes it. If someone opposes us in the material platform, he is my enemy. Number one. But in the spiritual platform, the contrariness is enhancing the sweetness again of the pastimes. She is frequently becomes angry and speaks outrageously insolent retorts to increase the intensity of the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. Sometimes, again, we mentioned earlier that she's expert in mascara or putting kajal. That ointment. It's like you've seen the kids, they have... Yes. Because of Radharani, she doesn't want to be late also for the meeting, then sometimes Radharani will only put one to the eyebrow or to the eyes. This is one part of the eyes. And Krishna will do the other part. She is brilliant in composing and understanding riddles. Unparalleled in fashioning things with flowers, including awnings, dancing arenas, umbrellas, couches, bowers. And she is expert in performing magic tricks and juggling. So, in Chaitanya Lila again, this is from Chaitanya Chandradai Nataka, Gadadhar Pandit is none different than Shrimati Radharani. She is an expansion. But it says also that Gadadhar Pandit are both combined personalities of Shrimati Radharani and Lalita Gopi. Because again, wherever Radharani is there, then Lalita is always there. And ultimately, it says that there is no difference between the potency and the origin of the potency, the energy and the energetic. So again, in Gadadhar Pandit, it says, according to Chaitanya Chandradai Nataka, that Gadadhar Pandit are all combined personalities of Shrimati Radharani, Lalita, and Lord Hari. These are just for our information. So, we should humbly bow down unto the lotus feet of Shrimati Lalita Devi. Because if she sees a little bit of inclination to serve Shri Radhe Shyam, she will make some arrangement for that wish or for that desire to serve the eternal couple to be fulfilled. There is a classic prayer here to Lalita Devi by Raghunath Das Goswami. Sandra prema rasai pluta priyataya pragalbyam aptatayo prana prestavayasya yor anudinam lila visaram kramai vaidagdhyena tatasakim pratisada manasya shiksham rasai Yeyam karayati hahanta lalita grinato samam kanai. This is a translation by one of our departed disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Kushakrat Prabhu, who in the beginning, when he joined in Boston, practically, he is just always wanted to read, and he doesn't want to do anything. And somehow or other, the devotees let him be like the way he is. They did not have any clue that later on, he'll be a very good translator of the different works of the Goswamis, the Acharyas. So one must be very careful what you read, because if you go to Louis Bazaar, there is a store there, or many stores, and just like a child going to a candy store, you'll be like bewildered. You'll be like, oh, so much. And so many translators nowadays. And the problem also is that there is no explanation. So if you don't hear it from the right source, and there is no explanation, then one may concoct. One may speculate. The Mayavadis are like this. They only want to come to the platform or part of the five chapters of the Rasa Lila, and they do not want to hear the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada says, if you like to hear that part, you should also be able to relish the Bhagavad Gita. Not just only at that part. So we must be very careful not to go too far. The translation of Kushakrat Prabhu. He left his body here in Vrindavan, by the way, many years ago. Anyone who leaves his body in Vrindavan will go back home, back to Godhead. Even the animals, this is their last life here in Vrindavan. The translation. Flooded with the nectar of intense love for her two friends, Sisi Radha and Krishna, who are more dear to her than her own life, affectionately arrogant in their presence, and daily arranging for their rendezvous, Lalita Devi expertly teaches her friend Radha the art of jealous anger. I pray Lalita Devi will one day accept me as one of her associates. So those who are qualified in the mood of conjugal love, one day they'll be able to relish these pastimes of Radhesham. But in this spiritual world, irregardless of one's form, even the blades of grass or the trees or even the sands of Brajaraj, they all have a special relationship with the Supreme Lord. The only difference is that those who are very, very close and intimate associate of the Supreme Lord, they have that special relationship that they are always with Lord Krishna, like the gopis. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when they see the beauty of Lord Krishna, the gopis, their beauty also enhances 10 million times. And then when Lord Krishna sees the beauty of the gopis and Lord Krishna's beauty also increases multifold, and his happiness also increases. So there is an eternal competition between the devotees, especially the gopis, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that we should follow in the footsteps of the Prajabasis, how they are surrender, how they give up everything for Krishna's pleasure. The gopis, they dress themselves nicely, but not for themselves, to please Krishna. To please Krishna. To serve Krishna. Because they would like Krishna to be happy. There is Lalita Astakam. I'm not going to recite this. If you like, I can recite in English, so that for our meditation during the whole day. Is that all right? Again, this is translation by Kusakrat Prabhu. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She worships the perspiration of Shirada Mukunda's lotus feet and acts boldly out of intense feelings of friendship for them. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. Her face defeats the beauty of the ambrosial corona of the full moon. Her eyes are like those of an alarmed deer, and she is expert in the art of decorating Shiradika. Her beauty is like not just one full moon, but it's like Lord Nityananda's lotus feet, considered as many, many moons. Her eyes are compared to that a female deer, doe, like doe, female deer. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She wears a wonderful silk dress colored like a peacock with outstretched feathers, as well as a nice blouse, and her complexion defeats the golden splendor of Gurochana. You've seen a peacock having spread the feathers, so beautiful. It says that the peacock, when the peacock sees the monsoon cloud, become happy. It'll be dancing. So similarly, when we see Vaishnava, we should be happy. If we are not happy seeing a Vaishnava, it's like an offense. Because face is the index of the mind. Eyes is the windows to the soul. We should be happy seeing a Vaishnava. It's like now, we've seen so many Vaishnavas here from different parts of the world. And many, many more will be coming because of Kartik. Kartik is coming soon. A little bit more than a month to go. We should be happy seeing them. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She teaches Shiradika the art of a left-wing heroine. In the gopis, there are two sides, right-wing and left-wing. Right-wing, headed by Chandravali, they are in the submissive mood. And the left-wing means unsubmissive, like headed by Shrimati Radharani. So Lalita will say, "Radhe, firmly reject this shrewd son of the king of Braj. Oh, immoral girl, listen. Don't be weak. I'm saying it for your own good. Don't submit to him." Can we say that to someone? No. We always say, please submit to Krishna, to the orders of the spiritual master. It's transcendental. We cannot do that. We cannot say, no, don't submit to Krishna. Only Lalita Devi can say this, even to Radharani. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. Her eyes become red with anger if she sees the son of the king of Braj cheating Sri Radhika even slightly. Then she will promptly embarrass him with her clever words. She will chastise Lord Krishna. Can we chastise Lord Krishna? No. Mother Yasoda, she can. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She is the abode of affection for the queen of cowherders. Yasoda, she is the teacher of the art of friendship for all the Sakis, and her love for Sri Radhika and Krishna is equal. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She requests every girl in Braj to join the party of Vrishabhanu's daughter and who fulfills all desires of that girl or of Sri Radhika. I offer my obeisances to Lalita Devi, who has many wonderful qualities. She always enjoys the festival of Radha and Brajendra Sutras meeting, and she is the chief of all Radha's dear girlfriends in Gokul. Anyone who recites these prayers, praising Lalita's wonderful qualities with a pure vision, will be lovingly counted amongst her own friends or maidservants by Sri Radhika, the brilliant desire vine of the family of the Lord of Kirtida, King Vrishabhanu. One last one, a prayer of obeisances to Sri Lalita or Lalita Kund. From Skanda Purana, Namo Pataka Bignya Agno Lalita Mohano Shubho Snapayeham Vimokshaya Kundav Nira Manoharo. So just like in Radhakunda, the water of Radhakund is none different than Shrimati Radharani, so the water in Radhakund or Lalita Kund is none different than Lalita Devi. I offer my obeisances to Sri Lalita Kund, which is most beautiful with sparkling water, which grants liberation to the bather, which is most auspicious manifestation of Lalita Devi's love for Sri Krishna, and which destroys all the obstacles and the path of pure devotional service. So today we should pray earnestly, sincerely, to Lalita Devi, that somehow she bestows her mercy upon all of us, that someday, hope against hope, we'll be also be able to see Vrindavan as it is. We're all visitors here. To be a resident of Vrindavan means to think of Krishna 24 hours a day, glorifying him, his name, his form, his qualities, and pastimes. No more anarthas, free from lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. When will that day come? Hopefully, Shrimati Radharani, Lord Krishna, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, Srila Prabhupada will bestow their mercy upon us. And one day we'll be qualified to be really in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. We stop here. Hare Krishna. Any question? One question? When is prasadam time? What time is the prasad? That is a good question. Just now. We're not fasting because there are 3 billion gopis. Yeah, there's a feast because if we fast in all those gopis, then every day we'll be fasting. There is a nice prasada for everyone. Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad.